the inyan of Kiddush Levana, because Hashem, now at the beginning of the month, we should be making the Kiddush Levana soon, and also in Parshas Bereishis, we talked about the Levana, the Kiddush HaOlam. So the first thing, which is maybe going to be the only thing we get to, but the first thing that needs to be discussed is, what is the nature of this bracha? We know there's different types of brachas. There's Birkas HaMitzvos, there's Birkas HaNenin, there's Birkas HaShvach, different things. So what is this bracha of Birkas HaLevana? And there's a lot of nafkaminas in the Mishabura and the Bria Halacha, and if you'll go through it, if you understand what the nature of the bracha is. So there's a Gemara. The Gemara asks the Kasha that we should make a bracha of Atoy V'Ameitiv on the Levana, because it's a new thing, it gets bigger, so it's giving us more light, so it's Atoy V'Ameitiv. It's like you get a new bottle of wine. So you should make a bracha Atoy V'Ameitiv. So there's a machlokes between the Marashah and the Marashal, in the back of the Gemara, how to explain that Kasha. So the Marashal says that you can make, the problem is you're already making a bracha of Mechadash Chadashim, you're making the bracha of Kiddush Levana, so why would you make another bracha to have made it? So the Marsha asks his kasha, and he says maybe it's going to different mandomar, all thing, but the Marsha seems to be saying, because the bracha of Kiddush Levana is on the Hana that you get from the light, and so is the bracha to have made it. So it's a question, why would you make two brachas? But the Marsha says it's not shver, why would you make two brachas? Because the bracha of Atav Meitiv is on the Hana of the light of the Levana, but the bracha of Mechadash Chadashim has nothing to do with the Hana. It's a bracha Hashvach. It's a birkas of a Shevach to Yibun Yishlam, that Yibun Yishlam made such a beautiful world. And just like you make a bracha when you have thunder and lightning, birkas Hashvach, so make a bracha on the Levana. So that's the Iker bracha. The bracha is birkas Hashvach on the Levana. Now, so you see pretty clearly over here, this machlokes. Now the question is, do you make a bracha on the hana of getting hana, you're benefiting from the light of the Levana, or is it a bracha on the shvach of the bria of the Ribbono Shel Olam? Now there is a Gemara, well, to see, you know, if you actually, the nafkamina is this. Now, the first nafkamina, the Bria Halacha talks about, what happens if, right, you saw the Levana, and then right after you saw the Levana, it got covered. So, are you allowed to make the bracha? So he brings from the Derech Chaim, the Bria Halacha brings, from the Gaos, from Chaim Sanzer and the Shulchan Aruch, that you're allowed to make the bracha Toch Kedei Dibur, as long as you saw it. And he brings a raya, that you're allowed to do that, just like you're allowed to do that when you make a bracha on thunder and lightning. You heard it, you make a bracha. You're not hearing it the whole time while you're making the bracha. You heard it, and then you make a bracha Toch Kedei Dibur. It's the same thing here. You saw the Levana, and you make a bracha Toch Kedei Dibur. So the Bria Halacha says, what does that have to do with this? But you can't do that over here, because if it went away, then it's like you ate a piece of bread, and after you ate the piece of bread, you're going to make a bracha on Mike, so you can't do that. So you're not getting any more hana anymore. So you're not getting any more hana. I can make the bracha right now. So it would seem as though that if you say it's a Birkas HaShvach, then you should, even if it's not visible anymore, but as long as it was visible when you saw it, that's enough. And according to the Mishabur, it would sound like it's totally the Hana. That's what it would sound like. Another interesting nafkamina, which is very Nagea also, actually, is what happens if the moon is the Levana is covered with clouds, but you could still see the light of the Levana, but you can't see the goof of the Levana. So very often it happens. It's over there, it's behind the clouds, you can see it, it's bright, but you don't see the Levana itself. So if the point of the bracha is for the Hana that you get from the light of the Levana, so you're still getting Hana. You're still getting Hana, it's still lighting up the sky. And down here too, it's giving light on the karka, it's giving light. But if you say it's up to the shvach, then the vart is you have to see Levana. You have to see it's not about seeing the light of the Levana, you have to see the goof of the Levana itself. And therefore, if it's covered with clouds, even if you could see the light of it, but you can't see the moon itself, so then you would not make the bracha. This is a machlokes in the pasuk. This machlokes was in, there's a sefer called Sefer Yehoshua. I never heard of it before, but he wrote this chiddush of his to the Nesivos. To the Nesivos. And the Nesivos wrote back, no, you have to see the Levana itself, because the whole point is you're making a Brikas HaShvach and the Levana. And you have, it's about the Brias HaOilam, and you have to see it. So they argue on this point. Now you could have actually the opposite Nafkamina as well, which the Brik Yosef talks about. So let's say you have someone who, he was talking about someone who was in jail. So he said, we're in jail, and we have about this much of a window, and I could sometimes get into an angle that I could see the Levana, but no light of the Levana gets into the room. It's pitch dark. So you have the opposite case. It says, over there, in that case, you only see the Levana, but you don't get any light from the Levana. So what would be in that case? There he says, it's also telling this. If you have to, if it's a Birkas HaShvach, so then you saw the Levana, so you can make the Birkas HaShvach, but it's not the Hanah, and you have to get the Hanah. You're not getting any Hanah, because you're not seeing it at all. You're not getting any light. This is the Ge'ah. The Ge'ah, sometimes in the hospital, someone's in, they're in a room, and the window, they can't get out of bed, but you could see the sky, but you can't see the moon itself. So, according to this tzad, that hanah is enough, then you can make a bracha. Now we'll see halacha l'maase on that. Now, the other big nafkamina that Mishavur himself discusses is what about somebody who is, and we'll see in these cases with what to do based on the following. Mishavur talks about a blind person. So there's a trooper from the Marshal. Now, no one connects the tshuva from the Marshal with the pirush of the Marshal that we started with in the Gemara and Sanhedrin. But let's go back. What did the Marshal say? The Marshal said that the bracha of Levana is on the shvach, is on the Brias HaOlam. That's why it's not about the hana. It's not because you're benefiting from the light. It's about the shvach of the Brias HaOlam. That's why he says you can make two brachas, toiv ameitiv and this. Okay, that's what the Marshal said. So the Marshal in the tshuva was asked, I think it's the Shitasai, he was asked, what about a blind person? So he says, a blind person can make the bracha because the levana is there. So he knows that the levana is there. And it's the beginning of the month and you're making a bracha, seeing it, not seeing it. Maisa, you're making a bracha on the Brias HaOlam. And even if he can't see it, the Brias HaOlam is there. It's happening every month. And he's making a bracha on the Brias HaOlam. It's a shvach to Ribono Shel Olam that he knows that the Olam, just like he says, Yotzer Ma'ariv, he could also do this. The Halacha adds, also, because he gets some level of Hanah, Mishabur says, because other people will see it. But the Ikar Halacha, he says, is that since the Olam is nana from it, the Olam is sees, and sees that the world is mischadish through the Levana, so the Summa is allowed to make it as well. That's the Mishabur passes. Summa chai b'kiddush levana ki brocha zun niskana al chiddush ha'olam. V'gam, in addition, he also can get anah as well. But the ikar brocha is niskadash al chiddush ha'olam. So according to him, the riga is not mechai.
Who? When it's cloudy
outside,
why don't you say the same thing, make the brocha?
So it's not the mir halacha, that if it's cloudy outside, then the oilam is anana from it. So it's not even cloppy the oilam.
What else they could see it?
Who? Well, I don't know.
Down the block,
I don't know. You see it down the block. I don't know, you want to get on a satellite. Right here, no one could see it, so I don't know. I'm not sure if it counts.
It's the whole world, I'm saying. It's not just limited to North Miami Beach. It's cloudy here.
Okay. So he says, but the Bi'ur Halacha says that in the Bi'ur Halacha he says that the Marshal would agree that if it's not visible right now, Kamoy Shahu, then you wouldn't make a bracha. Because the Bi'ur Halacha says, I think, he's mefakhlik, but he says, Lamaisa, he thinks the Marshal would agree. But this is all the Marshal of Shita. So they says it's a bracha on the. Now, Lamaisa, then the Mishabura brings the Radvaz. And he says from the Radvaz that, it's not so poshut. Because there is a din that you have to see it as well. It means the Mishabura sounds like, if you work through, to get back to all the cases that we spoke about, Mishabura sounds like that even if it's a Birkas HaShvach, but there's a Tanai that you have to see it. Maybe even you have to be Nana from it. So you have to see it, but you're not making a bracha on the seeing it, you're making a bracha on the Chiddush. But the Zman of the bracha, when do you make it? Maybe when you wake up in the morning, you're in a good mood, so you want to make a bracha on the Levana. When do you make the bracha? When? It's a bracha about the Chiddush. But when you make it is when you see it. But it's not about the seeing it. You're seeing it is just, that's the opportunity, that's the right time to make this bracha. But you're making a bracha about the chiddush ha'olam. So he says, Mishabur l'maisa, that a blind person should be yotzei with someone else. He says, it's a safek, and he's not. He doesn't think that if you don't see it yourself. So obviously, according to that, if it's cloudy, as we're saying, then if you don't even see the light, then you shouldn't make it. If you see the light, then maybe it's a safek, maybe that's enough. You know, for this, but Pash does not either. So you should wait until the clouds clear and you see the goof of the Levana. And if not, then you should wait.
Why is that Hano that you're getting from other people not enough?
No, because that because according to that, the Iker Bracha is on the Chiddush Olam. There's like a Tanai that has to be that people are it's visible to the world now. So that's just a Tanai, that's not the Iker thing.
I should be Yotzi then with somebody else because he's getting Hano.
In what case?
In a case where the person is a suma.
Yes, so the suma should be yoytzi with someone else.
Why can't he rely
because
on...
Because Bir Halacha is saying you have to be choshish for the fact that the zman of the mitzvah for you is you have to see it. That's when you make the bracha. You don't wake up in the morning and make the bracha. Haroya levana b'chidusha yivarech. The mechayiv is the re'iyah. Akidei kach, the mechayiv was the re'iyah that brought down from Chaim V'lozhan, that he wouldn't look at it until, he wouldn't look at the levana until he was ready to make the bracha because he would have to make it. But these are the few nachuminas. So I think if you go through the Mishabur, this would come out that that you have to be able to see it, but not because you have to be nana from the light, but because that's the zman for the bracha. But really, the bracha is on the chiddush olam. So a blind person, since he's not seeing it, should be out to someone else. If you only see it from the light, you should wait to see the levana itself. It's also not enough. You have to mishayer that you'll see it the whole entire bracha. If you think that'll get covered halfway in the middle of the bracha, you should wait. It's not enough. But if you started the bracha and got covered, you're allowed to finish. That's true. Now there's another nafkamina. Let's say he didn't see the levana at all. He went outside. Everyone's getting busy. He went outside. He didn't look up, and he said the kiddush levana. So Shlomzalman says he's yotzei b'di'eved because lemaisa. Even the, it's not worse than the blind man that Bir Halacha says lechatchila you shouldn't do it, but b'diavad he would be yotze. There's an interesting nafkamina maybe, is what happens if somebody can't make the bracha himself? He doesn't know how to read whatever. So are you allowed to make the bracha for him? So the halacha is if let's say there's someone putting on tefillin, they don't know how to make a bracha on tefillin. So you can make a bracha for them. You're not putting on tefillin now, but because you saw Reim Zelazeh, he's mechuyev to make a bracha on tefillin. So you'll make a bracha on tefillin for him. You want to make kiddush or something, even if you make kiddush already. So what about this? So of course, if someone wants to eat a donut, you can make a bar minhag mezaynus for them if you're not eating mezaynus. Because there's no mitzvah. Let him not eat it. There's no chiyev. So you can't make a bracha on nenen for someone if you're not being nenen now. So Shlomo Zalman wants to know, can you be mitzvah someone kiddush levana? The Chayyim is telling this, if it's a Birkas HaNenen, then you can't. But if it's this, if seeing it is Mechayiv to be Mevarech on the Chiddush HaLevana, so then there's a Chayyim to do that. So, according to that, he says, L'maisa, you could. L'maisa, interestingly. He says you could. Okay. There's another thing that we say in the Chiddush HaLevana to Gemara, that the Gemara says, Yomali Loizochu Yisrael Allah Hakbul Pneavim Shvishmaim Kol Chodesh VeChodesh Daim Pamachas VeChodesh. We say so. It means there's a certain Indian that the Kiddush HaChodesh is like being Mekabel Pnei the Shechina. That's what the Gemara says. It's like that's what we're saying in the Tefillah. We're saying that Kiddush Levana is like being Mekabel Pnei Shechina. So what does that mean? It's like being Mekabel Pnei Shechina. First of all, and second of all, we'll see. There's a lot. There's halacha dika ramifications of this Indian that it's like Mekabel Pnei Shechina. So the Marsha says that the reason it's like Mekabel Pnei Shechina, because it's a reminder to us that even though we don't see Hashem in Golos, and Klal Yisrael is going down and down, and it's always more difficult for us, eventually, that we have still our Emuna, that we're going to become bigger and greater and shine again like the Levana does. So it's a reminder of the Hashgachah process that we have with Ribbono Shel Olam in Golos. So it's like Mekabel Pnei Shechina. That's what the Marsha says, and others say it's just the Indian itself of the Mo'iris. So the points can say a few nafkaminas like this. So this halacha, l'chatchil, you're supposed to wait until Motzei Shabbos. That's what the Mechaber says. Why? So you're supposed to be dressed in nice clothes. Why do you have to be dressed in nice clothes? Every bracha you have to be dressed in nice clothes. What's this whole inyan? So the answer is because it's being mekal pnei shechina. You go mekal pnei shechina, you got to be dressed appropriately. That's why also you see that there's people makbid not to make the bracha under a roof. I'm going outside and I'm looking up, like, am I past the roof? What's that whole inyan? So the Bach says because you have to be yoytzei lekabel pnei shechina. It's not appropriate that, you know, the melech is coming, the shechina is coming, you stay at home and you wait. No, you have to go out of your house to greet him. So in the middle, if you're still under the roof, it's not appropriate. That's not an appropriate way of being mekabel pnei shechina. So you have to go out in order to mekabel pnei shechina. The cases we said before with the hospital and all that, it's because David, he can't leave. But normally, he's supposed to leave the house to mekabel pnei shechina.
Is that the reason why some people don't do Kiddush Levanim Motzei Tisha B'Av?
Yeah. That's because until Tisha B'Av, and Motzei Tisha B'Av, he's still ma'une. He's still fasting and he's wearing shvacha clothes, you know, shoes, not wearing shoes. So it's to wait and eat first and then do Kiddush Levanim. But Yom Kippur, it's not that way. Because Yom Kippur, fakir, the after the tainus, the person's in a greater state to be mekabel pnei shechina, if anything. So Yom Kippur is not that way, but Tisha B'Av is. Yeah. That's also why you're supposed to say it standing up, because it's being mekabel pnei shechina. There's another inyan like this. There's an inyan, just to say quickly, of the zman of the mitzvah. When are you supposed to start? What's the zman? The Mechaber brings down, and it's really from the Magid, told the Beis Yosef, and the Magid told the Beis Yosef, and he brought it in the Sefer Magid Meisharim, that al pi soid, you're not supposed to say Kiddush Levana until Zayin L'Chodesh, until the 7th of the month. And the Mechaber brings that down. Whatever the soid is. There's also al pi pshat also, because you're supposed to have enough light. So that's already when there's no pegima anymore. It's already, you know, halfway. So it's not nicker, the pegima in the Levana. It's not nicker, the, you know, the... I'm going to say it exactly.
So what?
Yeah. So it's already halfway full. So therefore, you know, al pi pshat also there's an inyan to do it. But the Mishmur says, Rav Achrayim say you could do it already from the third day from the Moilad, which means 72 hours from the Moilad, not from Rosh Chodesh, from the day that the moon started becoming visible, which they announced by Rosh Chodesh. And the man that they announced, by the way, is the Zman in Yerushalayim, which you have to subtract 7 hours here, and then 36 hours from that time would be the last time.
72.
What? 72, right. So now, the question is, what? Because it's not enough to give hana.
Why does Siddur Makban and Zayin Malayim?
As I just said, because the Beis Yosef, the Magid Meisharim,
said only Zayin, then Makban has to be seven.
The Machlokes is what this Indian was exactly, the Magid Meisharim, what exactly this Meis Leis. So, the Shaila is, the Mechaber says that a person really should wait till Motzei Shabbos. Wait till Motzei Shabbos. Now, this is a big amount. The Goyin and the Bach, they said, don't wait till Motzei Shabbos. You should do it right away. The first opportunity, by the third day, you should do it. Before in the winter, the Mishnah Berurah says, because it gets rainy in certain places. So then, you should be careful and chaperan. Okay. But otherwise, wait till Motzei Shabbos. So, what about, there's another inyan, about doing it with a minyan. You should do it with a minyan. So, B'Allah says it's the same thing. Roi v'amagash melech, it's the same thing. That if you could wait to do with the minyan, you should wait to do with the minyan later and not do it at the third day of the month right away. And what's this big inyan of a minyan? What have to say with a minyan for? Not only that, the halacha says Reva Madras Melech could be called three people. Others say, no, you have to wait for a minyan. Why? So some say it's this inyan because you're being Mekabel Pnei Shechina. You're Mekabel Pnei Shechina, you need to do a basari, you need to do it 10 people. So since you've been Kalpa Peshkin, there's Dafkan Indian to do with the minion. More, it's not a Davash of Kedusha. It's not like Kaddish, Kedusha. We have to wait for a minion. Waiting for a minion for this point. Waiting for a minion because it's like being Kalpa Peshkin, and therefore, you'd wait from Gimel till you get a minion, unless you're going to wait too long. Okay. Yeah, by the end of this month, we're not going to get involved in that right now. The Bialacha, just to end, this has a very nice diary. He says, why do we say Aleinu after Kiddush Levana? So B'Alacha says, very nice, he says, Shamati Me'echad. Someone told me of art. Says, the pshat is, because in Aleinu Gufa we say that there's a, you know, when a person is making Kiddush Levana, there's a concern that maybe a person is going to give too much koyach or significance to the moon and the stars, and you know that they have some sort of koyach, some sort of power. So in Aleinu specifically is where we say Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Hashemayim Mal V'Alaret Mitachas Ein Oid, that there's no other koyach in the Bria besides the Ribono Shel. So Gufa after Kiddush Havana is that we say Aleinu specifically to explain that no Ein Oid. So according to that Bialacha, it will come out. You don't have to say Al Kena Kavach. You just start with.